Article audio is made possible by Cast 11 Prescott Podcast Network, a Talking Glass Media production. I want to thank our community, the outreach and pouring in of support and condolences to me, our entire family, and our business has been heartfelt and appreciated. I also want to sincerely thank all the first responders who managed the fire that has impacted our community and so many individuals. Prescott Fire, CAFMA, PVDP, EXO, Prescott PD and all the other agencies and businesses across the county who work to keep our wonderful community safe. There are just too many to name them all. Please know that we are so appreciative of all of you. What was demonstrated Monday morning was more than just bravery, selflessness, and professionalism. It represented partnerships and collaboration founded on years of planning by visionaries. As a business owner and leader, I know you can't just call up multiple leaders in the early morning and ask for their help in a situation they know nothing about. For that to occur requires partnerships and respect built on shared purpose. That purpose Monday, April 1st, was community. Many have been asking to hear from us. I hear you. We hear you. Our focus was first on safety and making sure there was no loss of life and no injuries. We are very grateful that there were none. Now our attention is doing what we can to help with the investigation as to the cause of the fire and what happened. That is our focus. We appreciate that the ATF is on site lending their expertise and support to our local investigators. Just know there is a team of local, regional and now national experts all working to determine what caused the fire. It is refreshing to see all the collaboration and cooperation toward a common goal that is helping our community. Please understand that we as a business and family are still trying to understand everything that is going on. We want to share and communicate to everyone and let you know what happened and what the future holds. I ask that you allow us to support the investigation, process all the information that changed our company and our lives on the morning of April 1st. When it's appropriate, we will share more information. For now, please respect our patience in sharing and allow us all the time to process this event. Please, please don't forget all the trades and workers who lost their jobs this week. The impact on them and their families is equally challenging. Our hearts go out to them as they too must manage their loss of employment and income. Again, thank you to all that have been involved, reached out with support, and have lent a hand. You have demonstrated what it means to be a community. Our community. Sincerely, Brad Fain, President and CEO, Fain Signature Group.